Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, Corey Barlog, creative director of God of War and God of War Ragnarok, has been answering fans over on Twitter and just confirming that there'll be another game where some answers that you might want in God of War Ragnarok will get answered somewhere else. So we're going to break some stuff down in regards to various quotes from other interviews, various things that have done the rounds over the last few years that point to what the idea of God of War 3 might be. First of all, I'm just going to read out the thing that Corey replied to. This was sent it around. And also, I will say that we're going to do full spoilers.
We certainly are.
For God of War Ragnarok. Hopefully, you assumed that going in. Maybe I'll put that in the headline. we'll see. But yeah, full spoilers for Ragnarok. I think a lot of people have finished it at this point. But one of the biggest questions, one of the biggest sort of talking points is what happens with Jormungandr, the world serpent. Giant world serpent, giant snake in the 2018 game. And the whole idea was, you know, it gets sent back through time in Norse mythology. And how is that going to be depicted and what's going to be going on? Now, if you look in the background during the Ragnarok fight in the game, you'll see Thor just smack Jormungandr so hard that he kind of warps through resistance.
He does, he gets cracked around the chops.
And that's kind of it. That's kind of all they do with it. And so a lot of people were like, what's really going on with Jormungandr? So people reached out to Corey and he replied and said, in the 2018 game, Kratos, Atreus and Freya discuss Jormungandr when riding the gondola before going to Alfheim. Freya talks about how Jormungandr just appeared one day and no one knows why or how. In Ragnarok, we close that loop connecting it to Loki. As to how he got back in time, well, that's a story for another game. Which is quite a subtle way of just saying, we're doing more with God of War. Even though Corey himself has said that the Norse mythology is done.
Yes.
So what are they going to do with Jormungandr?
Scott Telford, to be honest, I don't even think I need any more elaboration on Jormungandr. I'm going to tell you right now. Because we get it alluded to in this game, again, full spoilers if you didn't heed the previous warning, that it is the snake that you find with Atreus early on in the game that you put a giant soul into. That grows, and it's the Jormungandr you see at the end that gets sent back in time. I don't necessarily need the intricacies of how that snake went back in time, but I do think whatever we get next will follow up on Atreus and Angerboda's journey to find the giants in other realms, plural. And because obviously Jormungandr has the soul of a giant inside him, that will connect through that. So yes, we might be done with the Norse mythology specifically, but Jormungandr is a giant, therefore they will come up yet again in wherever we see Atreus go in the next game.
Yeah, because the idea of Corey saying, well, how did he get back in time implies that he wasn't warped immediately back in time when Thor hit him, that he went somewhere else.
Somewhere,
and got to do some snake stuff somewhere else and then went back in time. But either way, there's a bunch of quotes here that I want to read out. There's a bunch of talking points here in regards to even Corey Barlog and various members of Sony Santa Monica over the years, referring to what they would do for a God of War 3 or just the idea of the future of the series. So in 2018, Corey Barlog talked to Game Informer and said, Greek games were the Greek era of God of War. Moving on, the next mythological belief system that Kratos interacts with became the Norse era of God of War, but we may end up going on to the Egyptian era and the Mayan era and so on and so forth. So even back then, as the 2018 game was rolling out, this general idea of we're not done yet was always kind of in motion, which is the kind of established conversation around God of War, that there's the Greek era, the Norse era, and then something else. Even though where Kratos ends up is a totally fine end point, but we'll get back around to that overall, because David Jaffe, the original creative director, the original director and sort of series lead on God of War, was interviewed by Game Trailers back in 2010. Now that video is not available anymore, sadly, but there are some transcriptions online. And so this is written up by a transcription over on NeoSeeker. But he was being interviewed about his original ending for God of War 3. And I'll just read out the transcription. Jaffe wanted the Zeus battle from God of War 3 in the beginning, with Kratos killing Zeus, creating a vortex that would suck all mythologies, Greek, Egyptian, Norse, etc., into one world. While in this world, Kratos would ultimately stop the people from believing believing in these gods, thereby ushering in the new age of religions, beginning with Christianity. Brilliant stuff for this, by the way. The ending of the game would see you playing as the three wise men. The origin of the Sphinx would also be explained as a monster that Kratos froze with a Medusa's head, whilst Kratos' ultimate fate would be to sacrifice himself to live with his family in Hades. One last thing.
Go on.
Is that in November 2022, so very recently, Ragnarok's director Eric Williams was being interviewed by the LA Times, and he was he was talking about a story where someone had said to him, if you stick with this franchise, you know, basically you'll be known as the God of War guy. And he says, you know, do I just want to be known as the God of War guy for the rest of my life? Yes, I kind of do. So it feels like they've always had this idea of, and I have more to talk about in terms of the whole multi-realm thing. Multiverse is very in right now.
It very much
Sonic
is.
Prime doing it left, right, and center. And so I'll get around to even more evidence, but it feels like what they might do next is just move on to another era, another mythology, and with a snake in it.
And it makes sense, man. It makes sense. Like you said, you know, they've always said that this is only the end of the Norse era. You know, it's only going to be two games because they didn't want to spend 15 years crafting a trilogy.
No.
So get the Norse stuff done after 10 years or 8 years, whatever it's been. I don't know how long it's been since the original God of War 2018 went into development. A long time ago.
5 years,
they say.
Yeah.
That's what they said. So that, and yes, where we go next, whether that's going to Egypt, whether it's going to, you know, Mayan civilizations like Cory Balrog referred to when the 2018 game came out. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of areas to explore, and now that, you know, Atreus and Angry Birds has this kind of like rift tear ability to essentially go
giant
wherever
stuff.
They want, giant stuff, as it's explained in the game, that is certainly opened up a lot more possibilities.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we'll see Kratos necessarily go to those other realms. He seems like he still has a lot to do within Midgard specifically. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm happy if the Norse stuff ends here and we only get kind of like certain carryovers, like the characters that have been established here, Jormungandr, whatever. Mm-hmm. We only get like a little bit of follow on from that.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yeah, so I'll flesh out a little bit more about what they might do. Again, mega ultra spoilers, obviously. Tyr, though, is alive in the end game. That's one of the biggest things out there, is if you go to Helheim of your own volition after the credits have rolled, you can find Tyr. Thereby letting us look at the 2018 game in a bit of a different light. Now, if you watch the video that I put together back in 2018, which was the idea of, it's called something like God of War teasers for sequels that we want right now, based off when you go to Tyr's vault in the 2018 game, and there's a big old mural that Tyr's put together with various symbols, all various Triskelids, it's sort of various three-point symbols that have turned up in human history in various different mythologies, different cultures over human history. And the three most poignant ones are a symbol that relates to Celtic mythology, there's one that relates to Japanese mythology, and there's one that relates to, or religion, and there's one that relates to Egyptian culture or religion as well. So I feel like they've already seeded this, the specific things they're going to pull from, which I'll just reiterate, like I said in 2018, there is a Japanese god of sea and storms that I very much want to fight. I just want to have a big fight with the dragon in the sea. Kind of like Sekiro's final fight. So I feel like...
What? Did you take nothing from the message of this game? We are not fighting gods anymore.
Someone else can.
Yeah,
just because Kratos is better. Maybe Atreus is up for it. But yeah, so there is that as well. This idea that we kind of already have three specific realms. If this ends up being a trilogy or whatever this wants to be. I mean, we have already a 17-year arc of a single character in terms of Kratos. Even though there are various things you can point to and be like, he was a bit of a mad lad and now he's doing this. It's 100%. Still one big timeline.
It certainly is. Like one big story, one big character arc, like you say. My question is, and what I'm going to speculate on right now, is when will we see a follow-up? Because like you said, in that LA Times interview, Eric Williams was talking about Sony Santa Monica being on a bunch of different projects right now, spreading themselves quite far and wide. We know that Corey Barlog is working on something that isn't God of War related, rumored to be a new IP that he is the creative lead on.
Is it a snake in space?
It might be a snake in space. It might be Jormungandr in space, which I would definitely play, Corey.
I would totally take
that. If you're watching this right now.
Yeah.
But the question is, do they kind of like double down on God of War at this moment in time? Because it's sold ridiculous amounts of copies. It's making a lot of money. It's arguably their biggest franchise right now, maybe with the exception of Spider-Man. Do they say, right, we'll strike while the iron is hot, maybe get an expansion out starring Atreus, get a full sequel out into production, or do they give it a bit of breathing room like they did between God of War 3, or God of War Ascension and God of War 2018, and then come back in like another 5 years with a new era and be like, this is the new era of God of War.
That's the whole thing. Can God of War survive without Kratos? Does anyone want a God of War game with just Atreus or with not Kratos in the main role? I'll continue laying the table for stuff that they might do. You mentioned the giants before. At the end of Ragnarok, or at least along the final act sort of Ragnarok, you get dialogue saying that the main giants in Jotunheim are in a different realm entirely, that they're not, or a different reality entirely. They're not in the nine realms. They are somewhere else. So there is that idea of Atreus going off to try and find the rest of the giants, being in the background of another mythology, which is kind of like an interesting way for them to overlap mythologies anyway.
I like it.
Because it's almost like a geographical thing. The Kratos walked out of Greek mythology and walked into Norse mythology. Because there are various conversations across Ragnarok of just like, what was it like back in your land? What was it like back here? They almost refer to things geographically. But the giants are just somewhere else entirely. So if they want to switch stuff, you know, that much, they can. Another thing to just round this off in terms of things that have been said is Corey Barlog addressing all the stuff with the horn. Because there's a big old hanging plot point from the 2018 game as you know, in terms of who blows the horn that summons Jormungandr. In the 2018 game, there's a bit where Kratos is taking Atreus to see Freya, and you hear the horn go off in the distance, and it's a very much a talking point. There are various fan videos, there are various theory videos, hoping to be answered in Ragnarok. A lot of people coming at Corey Barlog after finishing Ragnarok saying, well, where was the answer? Where's the horn?
Where's the horn?
Where's the horn? Where my skull? And where's the horn? And he just said that will be answered one day. So kind of just admitting that the answer isn't really in the game. There are things that allude to it.
That's true.
There's dialogue from Angraboda saying that she's been following Atreus his whole life. You can assume that maybe she did that, but it's not very clear. So if they want to, you know, thread things back in, you've got the Jormungandr mystery, you've got the horn, you've got the giants, you've still got stuff that's lingering.
You certainly do. I feel bad for Corey and the rest of the team when it comes to this stuff, because they set so much up in God of War 2018, and they do answer most of it in Ragnarok, yet there are lingering things like the horn that weren't answered necessarily directly. And it's like, would I personally, as a fan, even want to see them spin a story out of a horn, which I kind of view as ultimately unimportant to the story that they were telling in this game?
I wasn't even thinking about it until I saw it again after the credits, but it's valid. I just 100%. Didn't think about it.
It's a valid thing that, you know, they did set up and then didn't address, but is it big enough to be like, I need the horn answers? To me, it's not, and I understand why it might be to some people, but it's like, it's not as big as what's going on with Jormungandr, what's going on with the giants, to me. Personally.
No, I just think that if they're trying to sort of weave this tapestry of like what God of War is as this sort of wider mythological conversation on all these different lessons we can learn from different cultures and mythologies, I think that's the grander purpose, if there is one, of the franchise overall. And even the way that Corey referred to the idea of moving from Greek mythology to Norse mythology, even in the game there's conversations of, you know, what different disciplines those different cultures brought to life and everything. I think there's a lot of great ground there in terms of even the different gods of war, like the idea of Tyr and Kratos having a conversation about their different roles and everything. There's a lot more there. So I think there maybe is more ground to cover there. But we can roll that all back around to, do you think God of War can work without Kratos? I know you really love the Atreus sections. I like playing them, but I just don't care.
I do, man. And I do think that the ultimate win for Ragnarok, which we will definitely talk more about in the podcast.
We have many videos and pods to come.
And many videos to come, is that Ragnarok works for me as an ensemble piece. Kratos is perhaps the crown jewel of that ensemble. I love the scenes with him. I love his arc in the game. He has incredibly emotional sequences.
Yes.
But to me, it's not just his story. It's not just his game. It's equally Atreus's by this point. Even the likes of Freya, even the likes of Thorn, Thrude. Like, it feels like an ensemble piece to me.
Yeah.
And when I was playing as Atreus and I was exploring this world without Kratos, of course I missed him. Mm. But to me, that was proof that you could have a game, or at the very least, a major expansion without him at the helm. I don't want to see him go away for it forever. That's not what I'm saying. I would like to see him playable again. I would like to see him as a supporting character again. Mm. But I do think the franchise can now survive without him, because they have established such an interesting world, such an interesting ensemble of people, and I want to play as more of them.
Oh, that's going to be one of the biggest conversations to have, is the idea of where we are left off at the end of God of War and Kratos' final role, which we're going to get into. We're going to do various videos on these different talking points and a big old set of podcasts as well. So go subscribe to the World Culture Gaming Podcast for the bigger conversation. They'll do 30, 40, 50 minutes, whatever we need to do for these kind of conversations. Maybe they'll make their way to YouTube, but we'll do little snappy videos like this as well. But that is the wider conversation, I think.
Well, I'm just laughing at you calling this a snappy video.
This is snappy! This in is the snappy grand scheme, this is pretty snappy. But yeah, I think the overall conversation going forward, or just in general, is where does the franchise sit and what is the franchise's future, yeah, with this idea being that they're already seeding Atreus being the future. Atreus being
Atreus.
The future. But yeah, let us know what you think down in the comments below. Everything that we've described, what do you want to see from the next God of War, and would you take a God of War if it was entirely Atreus? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.